Okay, so today, let's dive into fly fishing.
Okay.
But like a specific part of it. That might not sound super exciting at first, but I swear, it's like the secret sauce once you get it down.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Line control.
Ah, line control. I see where you're going with this.
Right. It's kind of like you can have the coolest lures and know all the best fishing spots,
Right.
but if you can't get your fly to go where you want it,
It's like having a sports car and not knowing how to drive it.
exactly. It's
Right.
all about being able to effortlessly, like you're just casually placing that fly exactly where you want it.
Exactly. Whether it's a tricky cast under a fallen log or dealing with a gust of wind, good line control changes the game.
Right. No more getting snagged on every other cast.
And landing that monster trout hiding in the most impossible spot.
Yes, that's the dream. And this text I found, it breaks down fly casting technique, like really gets into the nitty-gritty.
Oh, cool. What kind of stuff does it get into?
Well, one thing it really emphasizes is muscle memory.
Which makes perfect sense when you think about it. It's like any skill you want to master. It's all about training your body to just react instinctively.
It's true.
Like, remember when you were first learning to ride a bike? All those wobbles and almost crashes?
Oh, yeah, I've still got the scars to prove it.
But then all of a sudden something clicks and you're not even thinking about pedaling or balancing anymore.
Right.
Your body just does it.
It's amazing when you think about it.
It is. And that's your brain forming those neural pathways. But it takes practice, the right kind of practice.
And that's where this whole practice on grass thing comes in.
Right,
Because it's
exactly.
so tempting to just want to head straight for the river and start casting.
Oh, I know it. But trust me, dedicated practice away from the water pays off big time.
So this text really emphasizes that.
Because when you're on the water, your brain is wired for fishing, you know, for
Yep.
catching something.
Right.
But on land, you can focus purely on the mechanics of the cast. Like you're isolating those movements, building that muscle memory.
Without the wind and currents messing you up.
Precisely. No distractions, just you and your cast. It's like practicing your golf swing at the driving range before hitting the course.
That's a good analogy. And speaking of having the right equipment, the text also talks about how crucial it is to have a well-balanced rod and line.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Using a poorly balanced setup.
It's like trying to learn archery with a wonky bow, right?
Exactly. It's just setting yourself up for frustration. However, even with the best gear in the world, if your technique is off, you're not going to get very far.
It's true, you need both.
You do. And that's where having some expert guidance can be a game changer, whether it's finding a local fly fishing club.
Oh, yeah. The text mentioned a few Danish clubs like CFC.dk, ROLK.dn.
And FFDDK.
All great resources.
Yeah. And it's not even just about learning the techniques from someone experienced. It's about having that support system, you
Yeah.
know, someone to share your frustrations
And
with.
celebrate those little victories.
Exactly. Those aha moments when something finally clicks.
Because let's be honest,
Yeah.
those breakthroughs are what keep us coming back for more, right?
Absolutely. And when it comes to line control, those breakthroughs translate to a whole other level of enjoyment and success on the water.
Okay. So we're talking about more than just casting farther or avoiding snags here.
Right.
This text made a really interesting point. It said that better line control can actually help you catch more fish.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Makes sense when you think about it with like expert line control.
Yeah.
You're not limited by awkward angles or tricky currents anymore.
Right.
You can present your fly with pinpoint accuracy even in those hard to reach spots.
Like those spots where the big ones are hiding out.
Right.
Exactly. Like under that willow tree across the river.
The one we can never seem to reach.
The very one.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to that concept of tracking that the text talks about.
Tracking.
Yeah. It's the idea that every single movement of your rod tip, even the tiniest ones, directly affects where your line goes in the air.
Oh,
Imagine you're like controlling a laser pointer with your rod tip.
and that beam, your line, you're guiding it to the exact spot you want on the water.
So it's not just about the big arm movements then.
Nope. It's those subtle little adjustments you make with your wrist that make all the difference.
Wow. It's like a whole other level of precision.
Exactly. Think of it like the difference between a rough sketch and a highly detailed painting.
Okay, I can see that.
And that's where dedicated practice comes in. Those dry casts we were talking about earlier, they're crucial for this.
So you're saying we should be visualizing the path we want the line to take.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then practicing matching that path with your rod tip.
And this helps with that tracking you mentioned.
It's like muscle memory boot camp for your casting.
I like it. So we've got our practice routine down. We're
Yeah.
working on our tracking. What else can we do to like really level up our line control?
Well, the text also mentioned something called mending the line.
Mending. Is that like literally mending it, like sewing?
Haha. Not quite, though I do love that visual.
Good, because I was about to go find my sewing kit.
Haha. No mending in fly fishing. It's a technique you use once your line's out on the water.
Okay.
To control how your fly drifts.
So like adjusting the line based on the current and stuff.
Exactly. Imagine you've cast your line across a river. The water near the bank is always going to be moving slower than the water in the middle, right?
Right.
So without mending, your line's going to start bowing downstream.
Making your fly drag unnaturally.
Exactly. And that's a surefire way to spook any fish in the area. But when you mend the line correctly, it allows your fly to drift naturally, as if it's not even attached to anything.
Almost like you're controlling the fly with your mind.
It kind of does feel like that sometimes, but really it all comes back to muscle memory and practice. That automation phase we talked about.
It's like all those little technical details kind of fade into the background.
They do, and you're free to just be present in the moment, you know?
Right. Soaking it all in.
Yeah. Feeling the sun on your face, hearing the water flow by.
And hopefully feeling that tug on your line.
Exactly. But you see, when you reach that level of mastery in fly fishing, it's not just about casting a line anymore. It's like you're conducting a whole symphony.
A symphony.
Yeah. With you, the rod, the line, the fly, the water, everything working together in perfect harmony.
Wow. That's actually a really cool way to think about it. It's like you become part of something bigger than yourself.
Exactly. And it makes me think about how often we get so caught up in trying to be perfect at everything, we forget to enjoy the process.
It's so true. Like we're always striving and pushing and trying to optimize every little detail.
Right. But sometimes you just got to take a step back and appreciate the journey.
And in the case of fly fishing, that journey leads to fiscafried.
There it is. That beautiful word.
I know, right? And you know what I find interesting? This text. It talked about how that feeling of fiscafried, it's not just about connecting with nature. It's also about the sense of accomplishment you get from mastering a skill.
Oh, absolutely. There's something incredibly satisfying about knowing that you've put in the time and effort to really excel at something.
Like reaching those untouched waters because you've mastered those tricky casts. Or presenting the fly so delicately that the fish can't resist it.
It's like you're speaking their language.
Right. It's almost like a form of respect for the fish. Because you're playing the game on a whole other level.
I love that. It's about skill, but it's also about connection.
Exactly. Well, I don't know about you, but this deep dive has definitely got me itching to get out on the water.
Me too. My casting arm is feeling neglected.
All right. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of line control, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is this mastering the technical stuff. It's not the finish line. It's just the beginning. It's the key that unlocks a whole new level of enjoyment and connection with the sport.
I love that. And, you know, it's not just about fly fishing either. It's about finding that sense of flow and mastery in anything you do.
Absolutely. Whether it's painting, playing music, or even just cooking a delicious meal, it's about embracing the journey and finding the joy in the process.
Beautifully said. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. To our listeners, whether you're seasoned anglers or just starting out, may your cast be true, your drifts be natural, and may you all find your own fiscafried on the water. Until next time, happy fishing.